In the sleepy town of Ukamil in 1927, 18-year-old Cassiopeia Tun lives as little more than a servant in her wealthy grandfather's home. Born to a disgraced mother who married beneath her station, she endures endless chores and humiliations, particularly from her cruel cousin Martin. Yet beneath her servitude burns dreams of escape, fantasies of driving automobiles, wearing fashionable dresses, and seeing the Pacific at night. When her grandfather travels and Martin cruelly reveals she'll remain under his control forever, Cassiopeia's simmering anger boils over. Left alone, she impulsively opens her grandfather's mysterious black chest decorated with Mayan imagery. Inside are not treasures, but bones, and as she examines them, a bone shard embeds itself in her thumb. This single moment of rebellion transforms her life forever, as the bones assemble themselves into Hun Kame, the rightful supreme lord of Xibalba, the Mayan underworld, who has been imprisoned by his treacherous brother, Vukub Kame. The bone shard creates a supernatural bond between Cassiopeia and Hun Kame. Her blood gives him life, but will eventually kill her unless he removes it, which he cannot do until he recovers his missing parts. His brother scattered his left eye, ear, index finger, and jade necklace across Mexico to ensure his continued imprisonment. With remarkable adaptability, Cassiopeia provides Hun Kame with clothes, and they begin their journey together. The death god appears as a striking man, but there's something distinctly inhuman about him, a coldness, a distance, a lack of understanding about human emotions. Yet as he walks among mortals, something begins to shift within him, a slow awakening to human experiences he had never valued during his eternal existence. Meanwhile, in Xibalba, Vukub Kame senses his brother's escape and dispatches both supernatural beings and Martin to stop them. Their quest takes them across a nation in transition, from colonial towns to bustling ports embracing the Jazz Age. In Merida, they meet Lorai, a demon who reveals Hun Kame's missing ear is held by the Momlab, a weather god celebrating carnival in Veracruz. During their confrontation, Hun Kame demonstrates his power by summoning unnatural cold that forces the Momlab to surrender the ear. With it restored, Hun Kame performs a ritual that reveals three locations for his remaining essence: Mexico City, El Paso, and Baja California. As they travel by train, their relationship evolves through quiet conversations. Cassiopeia asks if Hun Kame could contact her deceased father. And though he explains her father likely isn't in Xibalba, he describes his underworld palace with pride, a jewel-like structure surrounded by blue-green ponds with glowing fish. In Mexico City, they confront Extabai, a seductive supernatural being who possesses Hun Kame's finger. When she attempts to enchant him, Cassiopeia discovers their mixed essence defeats Extabai's magic. As their journey progresses, both undergo profound transformations. Cassiopeia, the sheltered village girl, becomes a worldly traveler, experiencing luxury hotels and cosmopolitan excitement. More importantly, she discovers her own courage and moral strength. For Hun Kame, the transformation is even more dramatic. The cold, distant death god gradually awakens to human emotions, the taste of oranges, the sound of jazz music, the feeling of dancing. Most significantly, he develops genuine care for Cassiopeia, moving from seeing her as merely useful to valuing her as a companion and eventually something more. Their relationship evolves through small, meaningful moments: a comforting hand squeeze on the train, a gift of a silver bracelet with black enamel triangles. Yet this connection comes with costs. Hun Kame confesses that sometimes he forgets everything, his brother, palace, even his name, as his immortal essence is diluted by human experiences. Meanwhile, Cassiopeia grows increasingly tired as the bone shard drains her life force, even as she develops feelings for the god she cannot ignore. The rivalry between Cassiopeia and Martin mirrors the ancient conflict between Hun Kame and Vukub Kame, both representing opposing approaches to power. Martin moves through town with the arrogance of someone born to privilege, while Vukub Kame resents being born 7 heartbeats after his brother. When Martin becomes Vukub Kame's mortal champion, the parallels become explicit. Vukub Kame reveals that 50 years ago, Cirillo Leyva, Cassiopeia's grandfather, participated in the conspiracy to imprison Hun Kame, receiving wealth and status in exchange. The divine conflict has deeper implications. While Hun Kame ruled Xibalba with balance, Vukub Kame plans to reinstate ancient rituals of human sacrifice across Mexico, burning forests and land in his quest for power beyond what gods were meant to have. Their quest culminates at a magnificent hotel in Baja California, designed with magical intent. Here, Vukub Kame offers a shocking proposition. If Hun Kame renounces his claim to Xibalba's throne, he will transform him into a mortal who could live with Cassiopeia, a temptation that strikes at their unspoken feelings for each other. Refusing Vukub Kame's offer, Cassiopeia must traverse the Black Road of Xibalba, a perilous underworld journey few mortals survive. With only an obsidian knife and water gourd, she walks a desolate gray road under a starless sky where time and distance behave strangely. Following Hun Kame's advice that the road listens to you, you don't listen to it, she commands the speaking crossroads to guide her. She encounters dangerous creatures, a giant bat called Kamazats and a two-headed snake that recognizes Hun Kame's essence in her eyes. The snake reveals that Vukub Kame has disrupted Xibalba's balance, which only Hun Kame can restore. Meanwhile, Martin struggles along his own path, eventually confronting Cassiopeia but finding himself unable to kill her. As Cassiopeia wanders through the shifting landscape, she begins hallucinating a bitter future in Ukumil. Reaching a glowing bloom lake and realizing she can't reach the world tree in time, she performs the Coop Call ritual, slicing her throat and pledging herself to Hun Kame as her blood flows into the water. Cassiopeia's freely given blood carries her essence to Hun Kame, restoring him completely. He defeats his brother, reclaims his throne, and restores balance to Xibalba. As his final act of love, he returns Cassiopeia to life, removing the bone shard and severing their connection. When she awakens, Martin is weeping, fearing their grandfather's wrath. Though unable to forgive him immediately, she suggests he needn't return to Ukumil. After Martin leaves for Guadalajara, Cassiopeia finds Lorai waiting with an automobile and black pearls from Hun Kame. When Lorai mentions traveling to New Orleans or Quebec, Cassiopeia considers joining him. Despite her sadness, she doesn't wish to wither away. She wants to truly live. She asks Lorai to teach her to drive, and as she takes the wheel in the desert, she smiles, embarking on a new journey. The novel ends not with romantic fulfillment, but with personal liberation. Cassiopeia saves herself through difficult choices and embracing her agency. The black pearls represent recognition of her inherent worth, discovered through her extraordinary journey. As she drives away, her greatest adventure is just beginning, one where she is the protagonist of her own story. This uniquely Mexican fairy tale shows how encounters with the divine can transform an ordinary life into something magical, and how true power comes from the courage to chart your own path.